With this KLAM Sports Update for this Tuesday, August 18th, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, yesterday was a light day around the area, just one sporting event to report on, and it took place here in Lamar's at Willow Creek Golf Course, a Missouri River Activities Conference Boys Golf Triangular taking place, and it saw the Bulldogs come away with their second victory of the season. Lamar shot a 302 as a team to best Sioux City North's 323 and Sergeant Bluff Luton's 331. We chatted with Lamar's head coach Nick Knapp after the match. Of course, the Bulldogs are playing in the fall season, which differs from a lot of their small school counterparts playing in the spring. And that fall golf schedule assumes that most athletes will be playing golf a lot throughout the summer, considering there are just 3 days of official practice before starting competition. And that assumption would be correct for the Bulldogs, who got a ton of experience in good competition this summer. Head coach Nick Knapp says that experience is paying off early in the season.
Everybody on the team seems to be playing a lot of golf, and a lot of them played in some of those junior tournaments that we put on, you know, around here locally. So they're really kind of coming into the season almost, you know, in top form, or, you know, kind of in their prime, I guess, if you want to say that.
The Bulldogs also individually had 6 of the top 7 scores in the meet, with everyone finishing at 80 or below and 5 finishing at 78 or below. Coach Knapp says the internal competition on this team is making everybody else step their game up.
These boys are playing with each other all the time. So, you know, iron sharpens iron, and, you know, they're competing against each other, but they also are happy when, you know, their friend or their competitor plays well. So they all know that they're all on the varsity. You know, I was trying to describe it to somebody the other day. It's like, well, I got a couple number ones and I got a couple number twos. I don't really have a 1 through 6. So it's kind of exciting that way. And the kids are just really getting better, and it's just exciting to see. And I'm excited for the year.
And the name of the game for the Bulldogs on the course has been their play off of the tee box. Coach Knapp says everyone has a big driver that has been good in setting up their short game.
They just hit it so far, and it makes the game a lot easier. When I'm out there playing with them, it's unbelievable. They just blow it by me all the time, and it's fun to watch. I mean, once they start, you know, to dial in the chipping and the putting and really start to focus on that, then that's why you see these scores that we're putting up.
And of course, with 2 victories in 2 meets already this season, the Bulldogs cannot rest on their laurels, with plenty of good competition in the Missouri River Activities Conference still to come. Coach Knapp says the guys are certainly motivated, though, to keep this run of success going.
The competition is going to be good, and we haven't even seen Helan yet. We get a chance to play them on Thursday, and they're usually our biggest competition. And I know they got one kid that's been playing really good through all these junior golf tournaments. So, it'll be fun to see how we match up against them.
Lamar's returns to action Thursday. That's a triangular against Sioux City West, and Lewis Central will be played in Sioux City. Now to the individual leaderboard from the matchup. Again, there were so many good scores for the Bulldogs as a unit. The top score overall for the meet, however, came from Sioux City North golfer Seth Frankel. He shot a 71, but the rest of the top portion of the leaderboard coming from Lamar's. That includes Owen Shrunk, who was 2nd overall for the meet with a 73. Austin Susamil was 3rd with a 75. Caleb Wieland was 4th with a 76. Drake Brownmiller and Grayson Schultz each tied for the 4th golfer total for the Bulldogs as a team, meaning either one of them could be technically the scoring golfer. They each shot a 78. And then Carter Morris tied for 7th overall. He shot an 80 for the Bulldogs. A really strong showing for Lamar's in their home meet. So they took advantage of their home course, to beat their opponents 21 strokes over North and 29 strokes over Sergeant Bluff Luton. Those scores and results, including a brief breakdown of the individual leaderboard, can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, the sports schedule for today is open. We don't have any girls tennis or boys golf on the docket, so nothing to report there. Do want to highlight coming up tomorrow on our KLEM Sports Update, we did finally get a chance to sit down with Marcus resident and MLB umpire Bruce Dreckman. We had a lot to chat about his opportunity to umpire the third ever Field of Dreams game in his home state of Iowa in Dyersville this past Thursday, and we will air a good portion of that interview for you coming up tomorrow on our sports update. So make sure you stay tuned for that. We certainly appreciate Bruce's willingness and opportunity to chat with us here this week. So look forward to that coming up tomorrow. And of course, our first football game of the season is coming your way Friday night. Remsen St. Mary's hosting Arweva in a week zero contest. So ready or not, here we come. We'll be previewing the Remsen St. Mary's football side of things coming up on Thursday's sports update. So stay tuned for that as well. Until then, for more sports news, check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news and notes. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.